This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. World governments are engaged in intense consultations over the future of Iraq. The major question is who will run the country after the war, and whether the United Nations will oversee the formation of a new Iraqi government. The Bush administration says the United States and other countries that fought Iraq should take the lead, but some other members of the UN Security Council take a different view. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Before the war, the UN Security Council was bitterly divided over whether military action was justified. The council divides along much the same lines in the consultations over what should happen after the war. France, once again, is the principal challenger to the U.S. French President Jacques Chirac made his government's position very clear during a news conference Tuesday in Paris.
Elle seule dispose en effet.
In effect, the UN enjoys the necessary legitimacy to undertake the administrative, economic, and political reconstruction of Iraq on a sound and unchallengeable basis that would make it possible to ensure the stability not just of Iraq, but also of the region. We no longer live in times when one or two countries can determine the fate of another country.
President Bush says that the United Nations should play a vital role in post-war Iraq, but it's clear that the administration is talking primarily about humanitarian aid and reconstruction. The new president of the Security Council for April, Mexico's ambassador Adolfo Aguilar Zinser, says the role of the United Nations is a subject of active discussion among council members.
We hope that the council could be able to respond to the situation in Iraq with the establishment of a unified position of what the role of the UN should be.
The ability to reach consensus will be tested in coming weeks. Hans Corell, legal counsel for the UN, says that any UN involvement in reconstruction or creating a new Iraqi government would require a new Security Council resolution.
It would have to spell out exactly what the United Nations should do, but this is really for the 15 member states of the Council to decide.
James Paul, director of the think tank Global Policy Forum, says that getting such a resolution would require considerable diplomacy.
A lot hinges on the willingness of the occupying powers to cede a certain amount of authority to the United Nations over the governance of Iraq. And I think that's where, at least in the short run, there will be a major sticking point.
Randy Schoeneman says he thinks that involving the United Nations in the process of creating a government is asking for trouble and unnecessary. Schoeneman is president of the Committee to Liberate Iraq, a group of U.S. politicians and analysts devoted to regime change in Baghdad.
Well, I don't think the United Nations is the sole source of legitimacy in the international community. Legitimacy derives from governments making decisions about recognition.
But Hans Corell, the UN's legal counsel, says that governments and international organizations often take their cue about which governments to recognize from the United Nations.
The institution that decides for the United Nations who is competent to represent the country is the General Assembly. So what is decided by the General Assembly would be very important guidance for all other international institutions,
including the multilateral lending institutions such as the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Their resources would be vital to a reconstruction project on the scale of post-war Iraq. But they say they can't act until Iraq has a governing authority that the UN recognizes. Jean-Louis Sarbib is the World Bank's vice president for the Mideast and North Africa.
It will be very important for the bank to work together with the United Nations and preferably under the umbrella of a United Nations Security Council resolution that will show that the international community is mobilizing to reconstruct Iraq and is giving us a mandate to participate in this reconstruction.
David Malone, president of the Independent International Peace Academy and former Canadian ambassador to the UN, says he thinks the Security Council will make every effort to avoid a nasty fight over the UN role in Iraq, like the earlier fight over going to war.
The punch-up in the Security Council leading to the deadlock was very sobering for the Security Council members. It's clear that by misunderstanding each other, they damaged the Security Council, at least in the short term.
Malone says Britain could be key to the outcome of the discussions. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has made it clear he favors a larger UN role than that envisioned by Washington. And Blair is the one veto-wielding member of the Security Council who has the ear of President Bush. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.